Sanzi, appreciate the time as always. How you been?
Anything for you, Zach. I'm doing great, bud. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. So this news today was shocking and really came out of nowhere, to say the least. When you found out about it and got a few moments to process it up until now, how'd you react to it?
Oh, I was surprised, Zach. I thought that the PGA Tour would try to hang on a little longer, but I just think they got tripped up financially. I think money is the reason that this happened, and I think that the finances just didn't add up for the PGA Tour moving forward, and that's why they're all going to merge together, and it'll be so fascinating to see how this all takes shape beginning in 2024. Will there be one league? Will there be three leagues? Who's going to run the league? What's the schedule going to look like? What are the purses going to be? Are the LIV guys going to be allowed to play again on the PGA Tour immediately? Are they going to have to, you know, qualify to get back? How about the money that the guys didn't take to stay on the PGA Tour? What are they going to be paid for all this? It'll be really interesting to see what happens when all the details come out.
But that was my biggest takeaway. Jay Monahan being a hypocrite, and if I was on the PGA Tour and listened to him and trusted him and didn't take the money, now it's like today, okay, I look like a loser when all these guys that ended up taking the money really ended up being winners and probably not going to really have to suffer much to end up coming on back.
Yeah, it's going to be a real sticky point for Jay Monahan and the PGA Tour players as to, you know, to use your word, quote-unquote, be a hypocrite and decide to take the money that you told everybody publicly and privately that you would never do, that you told people publicly and privately who are your constituents and the people who you work for, the players, to go defend the tour and to say how bad this is for the game, and then suddenly do a 180, you know, 1 year into this whole venture. And literally, Zach, I just think you need to follow, not you personally, but, you know, we all need to just follow the money. You know, I just think The money is the key here. And I think that with these lawsuits and with the discovery phase probably turning up things that the PGA Tour didn't want people to see or hear about, it just, to me, it just reeks of, we don't want anybody looking up Cinderella's skirt any more than they need to. Let's go merge and get this over with. Take all the fire we're going to get from this and then try to move on as quickly as we can. But this is not going to die anytime soon.
How much longer do you think Jay Monahan will be the commissioner of the PGA Tour?
It's a great question. I thought two things were really interesting, Zach. There are a lot of things that were interesting, but two of the most interesting things to me in the statement that was released today, they don't know what the new name is going to be of this new entity. So let's just say U.S. Airways bought American Airlines years ago. American Airlines is the larger brand name, so they kept American Airlines as the name, even though U.S. Airways bought American Airlines. The PGA Tour is by far, Zach, the larger brand name than the DP World Tour and LIV Golf. For them to put it in the statement today from the PGA Tour, by the way, that they're not sure what the name will be moving forward in this new entity, that is fascinating to me. And the other thing is that Jay Monahan is the commissioner of the PGA Tour. Now, unlike Goodell and Manfred and Bettman and Adam Silver, who work for the owners in hockey, baseball, football, and basketball, the PGA Tour commissioner works for the players. It's a players' league, players' organization. So he had a meeting with the players today, and it was contentious, and he was called a hypocrite, and they went back and forth. And the players, I think, are going to see what Jay has to say about all this. They did today, and they will moving forward. However, Zach, he is not going to be the PGA Tour commissioner. He's going to be the CEO of this new entity, and the chairman of the board is going to be Yasser, who is the guy from Saudi Arabia who runs the PIF, the private investment fund. He's going to be, essentially, Zach, the most important, most powerful man in all of men's professional golf. And that's just wild to me that those two things were put in that statement today.
Can the players, Steve Sands, can the golfers do anything right now to expedite Jay Monahan being removed?
Oh, for sure. If they want to make enough noise, they can certainly do that. That is not the way golf usually conducts its business. usually golfers are not that strong-willed when it comes to these things. Again, you want to talk about the other four sports, Zach, and the PGA Tour makes it the five biggest sports in North America. If you think of it that way, they don't have a union. All right? It's the only one of the five that doesn't have a players' union. And there are a lot of people who go back and forth on whether they're pro-union or not. And this is not an ideological debate with me and you, Zach, or your audience. But PGA Tour players, you could make a strong case that because they've never unionized, they've never had a union, they've never really gotten to look at the books. So they really haven't played for as much money as the revenue has been brought in. Well, LIV comes around, offers these guys a gajillion dollars. Some of them take it. Some of them stay. And all of a sudden, the purses on the PGA Tour go way up. It's as if someone at the PGA Tour found $1 billion of loose change under the couch. But, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, push comes to shove, the PGA Tour raised its purses. Where they found the money, doesn't matter. But clearly that money's not adding up, because now that they're receiving the money that they could have gotten 2-3 years ago from Saudi Arabia and the people who run LIV Golf, which is that PIF, that private investment fund in Saudi Arabia, they're going to be pumping in billions of dollars now into the leading tour on the PGA Tour, DP World Tour, LIV Golf Tour merger. And it's just wild times in this sport. And I don't think, Zach, I don't think this is the last sport. The Saudis have dipped billions into soccer, billions into Formula One, now billions into golf. And they own a Premier League team in the biggest soccer league in the world. I think that North American sports could be altered, you know, from this day forward, based upon some of the money that's going to be pumped in from other places around the world, most notably from that PIF, that private investment fund from Saudi Arabia.
And I imagine Steve Sands, the players on tour now, when they hear about all the unlimited money and right that's been talked about for the last year, 2 years, they're going to want that money now. What they would have got going to live, they're going to want that now. But, like, where else are you going to go? Like, you really don't have that much leveraging power, but you do, because everyone's going to want to keep these great golfers playing the sport.
I totally agree. I just can't imagine how the again, this is not the union fighting with the league like you have in the four team sports. The players are supposed to have a say in what gets implemented on the PGA Tour as far as rules. None of them knew this was going to take place, Zach. So are they in charge or are they not? Do they have a say or do they not? They didn't have a say in this. And it'll be really interesting. Now, here's the thing. When this is all said and done, the guys are going to be playing for so much more money that maybe at the end of the day it's not going to matter. But in the moment right now, it matters greatly that these guys were blindsided and that the stars who turned down hundreds of millions of dollars to go to LIV will now have to bring those LIV guys back who took the money and play the PGA Tour. We have to wait and see how all the details shake out. But if that's what actually takes place, some of these stars are going to be furious. And if they really wanted to you know, strike or not play, or maybe a sponsor like RBC, which is the RBC Canadian Open this week. I'm heading to Toronto tomorrow. I can't wait to talk to some of these guys in person, Zach. Off camera, it's going to be fascinating. You know, they could withhold money, that kind of thing. I don't know what could take place. But without that union, without that structure that most of your audience is used to hearing each and every, 3-4 years, whenever there's a new CBA in all these leagues, it's not like that in golf. The players run the show, or at least thought they ran the show, and I think today they got, like, slapped down, you know, by the, you know, the people who run the sports at the highest level administratively, and I think the players realize that perhaps they don't have as much say as they thought they did.
Steve Sands here with us on the Golf Channel, NBC Sports. So you talk about how many people were left in the dark on this and how hush-hush it was and came out of nowhere. I thought it was very interesting that Rory McIlroy was really the guy that was carrying the PGA Tour flag, and then recently he started to change things. Do you think Rory genuinely did not know anything about this?
It's a great question. I have a hard time thinking that Rory McIlroy – there's a guy named Jimmy Dunn, great guy, big-time financial guy on Wall Street. He's a great, great guy. He's heavily involved in golf, and he was recently named, I think last year, onto the PGA Tour Policy Board, the board that runs the PGA Tour as far as the administration, not the players part. And Jimmy was one of the brokers of this deal. Jimmy and Rory are very close. Jimmy is very close with a lot of high-level PGA Tour players. Again, he is a wonderful guy. I have a hard time thinking that Rory didn't know a little bit about what was going on, maybe didn't know that it was going to be announced today, and that they were going to move forward without all of the details being fully baked. But I think they wanted to get something out there, Zach, because they were afraid it was going to leak. In other words, you tell Rory, you tell someone else, all of a sudden it gets out. You know how that stuff works. But I have a hard time thinking that Rory was 100% blindsided and he didn't know anything, because I just can't imagine that the PGA Tour, Jimmy Dunn, Jay Monahan, whoever from the PGA Tour, putting him out there and having him be the spokesperson for the last like 12 to 15 months and having him be completely blindsided, that would be a really, really tough move on the tour's part. So I would imagine that Rory knew something.
Steve Sands, how do you think Greg Norman reacted to this stuff today? Because he is not expected to be part of the new business partnership as it was explained today, and I guess knew nothing about it as well.
Yeah, I don't know if he didn't know anything about it. I would imagine he didn't. But he didn't really need to know anything about it. I think what's going to happen here is Greg is going to look like a hero. Everything he promised these guys, we're going to pay you a gajillion dollars, check. You're going to be playing all over the world, check. You're still going to be playing for, you know, so much more money and less time on the golf course, check. You're going to be able to play in the major championships, check. You're going to get world golf ranking points, check. And the sixth thing, we're going to merge with the PGA Tour, and we're going to be able to play with PGA Tour players once again. Well, that looks like it's going to happen too. So I'm sure Greg is awfully excited by what took place today, even though he probably won't have anything to do with it moving forward because of his relationship or lack thereof with the PGA Tour folks. But I don't think he really cares as much as he cares at just getting back at the PGA Tour with all that angst over the years. And I think he certainly is smiling right now.
You're around this all the time, Steve Sands, and this is just me from afar. A year ago, this was a huge deal. And then when you got to the Masters this year, the PGA Championship, it didn't feel like it was that big of a deal from the PGA golfers' side of things. Were cooler heads starting to prevail here where the PGA Tour guys and LIV guys started to be okay with one another?
Individually, you mean?
Yeah, like if the majority, you know, the guys on the PGA Tour, were they okay with the LIV golfer guys a year later?
Yeah, I mean, they're okay with the guys. What they're not okay with is some of them taking shots, like Phil Mickelson taking those shots, you know, at some of these guys, Greg Norman taking shots at some of the guys. I don't think the PGA Tour players who stayed and didn't take the money have anything against any of the LIV guys who chose to go that route. They still play and practice with them. They still hang out with them. They're friendly with them. There have certainly been some fractured relationships because of it. But I think on the whole, I think most of the guys on the PGA Tour are okay with the LIV guys. They think that they betrayed them. They wouldn't have made that choice. They didn't make that choice. But I don't think they hold it against them personally, not for the most part. Literally, Mickelson, who's always yapping, Patrick Reed a little bit, but nobody liked him anyway out there. And Greg Norman was always chirping as well. So you're talking about guys who weren't immensely popular in the first place with the other PGA Tour players.
Got it. Last thing I'll ask you, because there's going to be a lot of fans that care about the specifics and the money and all that, but just in terms of the future of golf, I know there's so many moving pieces and so many things that are ambiguous right now. What do you tell the golf fan to kind of dumb it down what the future of golf looks like?
You know, what I would say to golf fans is you're probably going to benefit because if you put the three leagues together, I think, and you have one big league, then you're going to be watching the best players in the world go head-to-head against the other best players in the world at one event, not two different leagues, two different channels, three different continents, all these different things. And I think that's going to benefit the golf audience. But again, Zach, the details aren't out yet as far as how it's going to proceed. If, per se, they have a lot of events internationally and not as many events domestically, well, you'd get into different time zones, different viewing habits, different people. It'll be challenging. But I think the structure of the new entity will be something that golf fans will benefit from. The question is, will golf fans, will sponsors continue to support a tour that they've been railing against, literally railing against for years, and where the money comes from? I mean, basically, Zach, basically this was a hostile takeover, okay? A classic hostile takeover on Wall Street or any other, you know, corporation. You put financial pressure on the entity that you want, so much so that at some point that entity buckles, and then you're there to bail them out financially and are suddenly in charge of it. Well, that's kind of what's taking place here. The PGA Tour got into a little bit of a financial situation, COVID, and then LIV. LIV kept applying that pressure. Everybody thought everything's okay. They're not going to get any more players. But money talks, man. And they kept applying that financial pressure to them, and the PGA Tour buckled. The PGA Tour went to LIV, and now they're all one entity. And LIV is in charge because Yasser is the chairman of this new entity. And all the money that's being pumped in is from that PIF, the private investment fund out of Saudi Arabia. If sponsors don't want any part of that, they're out. If fans don't like that because of where the money's coming from, well, they might not support it as well. So we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. But I think for the core golf fans, Zach, I think they're going to enjoy seeing the best players in the world playing week in, week out, and not just at major championships.
Well, enjoy Canada. That trip's going to be really interesting now, Sanzi.
You got that right, bud.